آگے شما کچھ سکھائیں دیں شما بھی بچے ہوئے But the newsletter we're trying to do is encourage people to share what they're doing. Usually in ISKCON, competition also is a motivation. Right to establish some norms, some way of comparing. How many programs are going on? House programs, Bhaktivriksha programs. How much contact is made with the congregation? The more that you encourage them, the more they reciprocate. We want to help people to become Krishna conscious. The one housewife told me how by having a Bhakti Riksha program by her house, she was able to attend every week. Otherwise, she said that I can't leave home. I have too many kids to watch over. So the regular Navhata Bhakti Riksha meetings, I started chanting rounds. And somebody in England made the point that, if you want to Krishna conscious, usually you have to drive to a big city and a regional city, a few farms like the Jehovah Witnesses, or even the Buddha, or Maharishi. You can find them almost in every place. So why are we making Krishna consciousness so hard for people to get to? It's like we have a temple in the city to make it more accessible to the people in the city, but even people in the city find it difficult nearby to their house. Bringing Krishna to them, home delivery, up and get a free, delivery pizza, delivery so many things. So we want to make Krishna consciousness easily available to people. So for many people who are not Hindus, coming to the temple is a big cultural hurdle, shock. They're not used to it. They don't know about the introduction they have is in some friend's house. It's a lot easier for them.
The important thing is that the chanting association of the devotees coming to their homes will be no hope for them to. And now they have become leaders of their own groups. Hard work.
The same devotees travel and cook the whole Sunday feast a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah.
Sponsored and cooked.
Regular work.
This is sparkling. That's unsparkling. To heat this up, it's good.
I want to see Bhagavad Gita and drive and reach some home, and they always will find more people that is in this room than one home. They also, I remember one lady was smoking two packs of cigarettes a day, and she was married for 8 years, she didn't have no home. By being in the Bhakti Riksha, she was smoking completely. And after that, she was able to have a nice, beautiful baby. Even though she was thinking
about it. In the Middle East, we have underground preaching. But mainly it's to the expatriates to work there because if you preach to the Arabs, it's very dangerous. And if they report you, they may be put in jail. Housewives are saying, well, the husband goes off at work. Once she finishes cleaning her house, she goes into another mode. Somebody who's interested in having a house program, and then would then take them to all the, she knows all the other Indians in that building, arranges the program. The men also come and they have an evening house program, like a month or two. When the people get more advanced in Krishna consciousness, she goes around, she doesn't see buildings anymore, she just sees preaching opportunities. Would you even bring up the rules and regulations? Rupa Goswami says that it's very offensive if you bring up rules and regulations to people in an immature state. You're like stabbing a knife in their heart and trying to kill them. It's prohibited to tell anybody all the rules and regulations prematurely. First you get them attached to Krishna, get them to get a taste for what spiritual life is. And then naturally the rules and regulations come. People want to know how to maintain that happiness. And you have to say, well, these are the things that are disturbing it. Uncleanliness, lack of mercy. You want to be a cruel person? To be a member of a Bhakti Bhiksha group, there was one lady, she was coming to our program for 2 years. She was not a vegetarian. But then they were discussing about what our next birth could be, and according to what we eat, that also, what we do, that builds our... So the comment came out that, you know, like if somebody's eating meat or fish, so they may become a cat, especially cats like fish. Become a cat or a lion or something in the next life. So this lady suddenly was, but I don't want to become a lion in my next life. Or a cat. But I'm eating fish. She said, well, if you eat, you know, food offered to God. The animals, they eat this other food. So then she was so much affected by that discussion that she said, so from today on, I'm never taking fish again. Some discussion, and it's much more personal. People have to deal with it. You give a big lecture, people are thinking they can go over the head and say, well, anyway, that's not a problem. Do it outside. In the temple, you had to do all the rules and regulations. It's like a priestly life, it's a monastic life. But to be in part of a congregational program, it's not essential they have to follow all the rules. We want them to gradually. We don't give chanting beads to anybody.
They buy it,
that's their responsibility. If we give it, we're responsible for the karma. They buy it, it's their karma. But normally the people use tulsi beads, they're vegetarian. They can buy neem or some other
way. For example, the diet, and we did some reading in their house, all over people, like 12 days. So, we did the list way that they can go over people. Not like you said in some verses. So I was explaining and became vegetarian and they are coming on regular exchange. So mother got scared because they gave a claim to me on the death. My son is in his school and he gave up me all his money surviving as far as his health.
You can show that this medical report shows the protein content. Soybean or red dal has more protein than meat. That detail, alright? Some stuff.
But it makes sure to solve these problems.
Yeah, people follow the principle. The point is that they have to bring them, otherwise you just scare them off. They get frightened. How can I make all these changes? No taste. So they have no taste and they're afraid that they're going to not be happy. But if they feel the happiness from chanting and practicing, then they automatically become detached from other things. They know, I don't need this thing to be happy. The point you have to tell them, when they see that they're making advancement, you tell them what things they can start to avoid.
I have to keep cooking meat for him. I want to do that. Just find some pots that you can cook for Krishna. And the rest keep maintaining the service to your husband. And now the husband is also Krishna. But at the beginning it was like, instead of saying, oh, put me on this.
Oh, sorry. I did a
he's an unspelling.
Huh?
Orient.
You are
Orlean.
I'm
not I am.
Four.
Five.
So
Prashad ready? What question anybody had? ¿Qué pregunta? I showed in a slide yesterday that water came up to like
the level up there.
But
standing,
out of the door. They're repairing things. Already polished the floor and repainted the temple. A lot of the work is already done. They're already fast. With the wife up to the room, but they lost all their. No way. Just completely. Is this the government? Some people. We had to also expand on the preaching for Chaitanya Shaman. But it's like,
I don't know what this will be saying.
I have a horrible military, but I'm afraid of the children.
She doesn't know how bad they were.
Yeah.
So, Chaitanya, doesn't he have a.
Oh, sure,
we
all have.
You like the sushi more fish, and then tell him that he has two digital cameras on him. You can take a digital picture
and.
The whole dot net.
I can do that.
No.
It's only a nice diary.
Okay, to me, they attract Kumamela.
Huh?
I said Kumamela, said the page, Kumamela, room booking sheet. What do you like with that?
Okay, more of this.
Yeah, there's plenty in India, but not with me.
I'm going to make an announcement with Sanjay.
Hi, Chandrika, how are you? How is Govinda Shakti? Walden, 4? 15? Kavan Kulbe Thakur? Thakur Kavan Kulbe?
Oh.
October 16th? That's right, October.
How
is it to watch? Yeah, Rakhacha in Johannesburg.
Oh, Johannesburg.
I went there just for that. Are you coming? How many rounds now?
No, 50.
50?
Yeah. Sometimes I do
3,
but I'm going.
A round?
Sometimes I do, the 80 or depends, but I can't.
When you say 80, you mean beads or rounds?
No, rounds.
80?
Yeah. Well, my son is in school, so I got all day
village.
Yeah, my is more
than small. Same number of mantras.
From the beginning to the end.
That's one.
That's how many?
Yeah.
That's how many?
I do
50
around the whole.
50?
Yes.
You stop and go back, mm-hmm. or you keep going?
50.
50 around.
50 around.
Gosh. You're a superstar. You must have good, you also chant the Panchatattva mantra?
I don't know if it
will,
but that's right.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda.
I'm not very well, but I'm trying.
Well, write it down. Before every round you chant that one. So what's your service, Rohini?
I'm doing the congregation.
Good on that.
And college preaching.
Why is it taped? Why is it taped? Because it fell down. It fell out of the computer last time. Want you another cable? This one's bad. Indian cultivation, college preaching.
I just started down again.
You're a householder?
Yes.
Your family's here?
My wife is coming next month.
So then you're going to have more South African company? Gopal Krishna? Yeah? I was just with him a week ago in Delhi and Vrindavan.
Okay.
He went to the Chandigarh Rath Yatra. Where is this person from?